The Ramen Noodle, episode 73, is brought to you by the following proud sponsor.
Hello, I'm Reverend James Stanley Primrose III, and I'm here to talk to you about preacher shoes. Now, preacher shoes have been in existence since 1877, and we've been saving people's souls with preacher shoes all day long. Let me tell you how this fantastic shoe works. You put it on and you walk with it. I don't mean just a regular walk, you just walk with it. And then the preacher's shoes never wear out. Now, let me tell you, brother, I can introduce you to this shoe for $5, or I can give it to you for free. Of course, I'm going to charge you for it, but you'll be much the happier to have spent money on the preacher's shoes. Now, you've never not walked a mile until you walked a mile in my shoes, so amen.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 73, Lady Fingers.
Tiptoe down the stairs, go to the kitchen, leave off the light, the Pillsbury cookie dough's waiting there. Yeah, you open the door, take the tube in your hand, get the scissors down from the shelf, peel back the label, give it a squeeze, you're gonna eat the whole thing.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as The Ramen Noodle. Joining me in studio is my companion, Tube of Cookie Dough. I mean, my co-host is Jeremy Laughlin, also known as Flegon. He's doing his best job. He's taken acting classes recently.
I'm not talking.
And he's pretending to be a tube of Pillsbury cookie dough.
No, I'm just not speaking in this podcast.
Oh, you're not?
Our special guest has never played Portal. I'm not speaking in his presence.
Well, we do have a special guest. And I had to ask one of our guests if she's actually in this. But also joining us in the studio is my lovely wife, who is so much better than a roll of Pillsbury cookie dough.
Aww.
But we enjoy rolls of Pillsbury cookie dough together.
We do.
Jeez, that's sweet.
So joining me in studio is my wife, Jenny, also known on Twitter as Jenny's Nook.
Not Jenny Snook.
And that little
sorry.
That strange voice that you heard, and no doubt many, many other voices that you'll hear, maybe even Minnie Mouse, will is our good friend John Steinklabber. Steinklabber.
Steinstabber.
Spine stabber.
Well, it used to be that back in the 90s, but I changed it to Clobber because it was more PC.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's always been Clobber.
We use Max here.
Oh, jeez.
What?
PC. Mac.
Oh, Max.
I'm here to make the connections on some of those.
No, thanks, man. I'm not Max. That's the other co-host. We
all
fired
right,
him.
All right, all right.
So, John,
I thought it was Jenny, not Max.
John, thank you very much for joining us all the way from the Nobody's Listening satellite studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure an honor.
Yeah, great.
Thanks. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, now.
And I got.
Yes.
Something. Nothing. I just man. This is your show, and I'm being a bad guest.
He likes bombing the show. You to bomb.
Your mom. Pull my finger. I'll tell you a bomb. Hey, oh, I'm sorry. There's a lady present. Forgive me, ma'am. I just
Yes.
These guys talk about the toilet more than I do, and my name is John. What's up with that?
We used to. We're trying to reform.
We throw darts at him now.
We're just always. Yeah, I have a collection now around me.
Desk. Of toilets?
A collection of toilets.
A collection of Johns. Oh. You are the latest.
Hello, Clarice.
Well, oh, sorry, where were we going? Your turn.
This is the intro still. So this is the podcast, the Clean Comedy Podcast, giving you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day and all that stuff. Okay, now let's get on to the actual podcast bit. Is funny stuff that's happened within the last couple weeks. A couple weeks ago, actually at the time of this recording, since this is releasing on Independence Day or somewhere around there, a few weeks ago, I got a sunburn.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bad one. But here's the thing. I have total, absolute faith in my wife and in her care over me.
Oh,
so
that is a true testament of love.
That's so funny.
So in this story I'm about to tell you, I do not blame my wife.
Thanks.
Oh, you're just saying that up front then.
Yes.
Because what you're really going to do is blame your wife.
You're just sick of the couch.
We'll see. I have the darts.
So one of the advantages... She does. She's got this little bag of Nerf darts just sitting by her.
I can pick one up now.
One of the advantages of not letting her have a microphone tonight is the fact that I'm going to tell a complete lie and nobody's going to be here to defend herself.
That's right. Oh, crap. She's on the mic.
I'm just kidding. Go for it.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay.
This is one of those moments when I seriously should have left the recording going. I had to pause it because we suddenly realized that John could not hear my wife, Jenny, at all.
I thought she was in the back of the room. And so I was going to make all sorts of jokes and comments, but now I'm going to have to be a good boy.
Yep.
I was thinking, why is he making these jokes about her not being in the podcast when she's clearly right here and on the microphone?
But she wasn't. I apologize, Mrs. The Noodle.
Yeah, I just had a few wires crossed, if you know what I mean, and didn't have...
I do know what you mean.
And didn't have it so John could hear.
It always takes me a long time to convince you when there's something wrong with the sound.
So anyway, back to my sunburn story is what happened. An advantage to being married is I can get sunblock applied to my back without having to worry about my manliness.
And, oh gosh.
Or you could just grow some hair on your back and not worry about it at all.
Ugh. I'd rather not him do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, it's genetics. I can't help it. It's so gross.
I made this rope with hair off my own back.
It's still attached. It's a braid.
Ew.
I whipped my back hair back and forth.
Oh, that's gross.
It's not true. I don't really.
Good. Good. That's gross.
Tell us about your sunburned back.
Quickly. Something more appetizing like sunburn.
So I had my wife apply this sunblock to my back. Now, this was on Memorial Day, and I planned to go out and mow the yard. And
with your shirt?
Yes, with my shirt off.
He doesn't do that normally.
No, I don't
normally. Really? You're showing off for the lady.
I was showing off for my wife.
Which I didn't enjoy it.
She likes watching the
hair. Oh dear,
hair
we're
in
making Jeremy sicker than he already is.
She enjoys watching the hair on my back get tangled up in things. Oh.
All right, you're wearing your shirt from now on.
Now she's just going to imagine it, whether it's there or not. She doesn't want to see that.
I won't look out the window.
Wouldn't.
Not once.
Yeah. Wouldn't Eclipse or Twilight be so much funnier if, like, he had hairy backs all the time when he was ripping his shirt off?
That would be so awesome. I would might even watch it if it were that way.
So I asked my wife to apply sunblock to my back, but I was thinking I'm only going to be out there for an hour or so, because that's about how long it takes to mow the yard. So I grabbed this bottle of SPF 8 because I thought I want a nice slight tan and I'm only going to be outside for about an hour.
So you grab cooking oil? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Or butter.
I would have advised against it, but he was confident
adamant
about that.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
I was thinking I'm only going to be out there for an hour and I'll be fine. So I had her apply it. Now, I know she covered my back pretty well. but I was outside for 4 hours.
Did you mow the lawn 4 times?
Yes.
Yes, he's did very thorough.
Did you just do it slowly?
Well, I mowed the yard, and I decided today's a great day to open the pool. So I opened the pool, which means I'm leaning over a lot, so the only thing facing the sun is my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to feel slightly burned later after I come in, and she looks at my back, and she says, Daniel, this looks terrible. And then your hair is all matted and knotted.
Enough!
There's a bird living in here.
Okay.
It's a bird's nest.
Nice.
We shall name him Tweety.
Your back's tweeting on Twitter. Anyway.
I had a sunburn, but it wasn't a normal sunburn like you would expect.
I wouldn't expect a normal anything with you.
Something happened. Like maybe the hair on my back shifted or
stop.
Something.
It's dead.
Enough with the hair.
Something happened. Maybe the sunblock.
Glad it's Jim, not me. I don't have hair on my back.
Maybe the sunblock had expired and it isn't actually waterproof like it says it is.
Oh, that's not even a true statement.
Or maybe something happened that the sunblock...
Can sunblock expire?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it turns into like burning material, maybe.
Now we know.
Yeah.
It turns into canola oil.
It's great with vegetables. Sounds like a great life hacker article.
Life haver.
I had a burn on my back that looked like a campfire. Really, it was in the shape and outline of a campfire.
That's awkward.
Yeah, which made it really interesting. So I actually got Jenny to take a picture of it, and we posted it on Facebook.
It's kind of risque looking.
I saw it, and I didn't think it was your back. I thought it was a campfire.
Yeah. Now he has flames on his back.
They call me Flaming Back.
His hair is on fire. All right, I'm sorry. I said enough of the hair, and I did a hair joke.
She started it. I mean, kept it going.
Sorry.
Something.
You didn't start the fire.
It was on Daniel's back, and now it's gone to his...
Sorry, what? I Skyped out there for a second.
Do you think I should post the picture in the show notes for this episode? People need to see it.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be wondering what a campfire back looks like if you don't.
I will warn you. Obviously, I'm not wearing a shirt, but you're seeing me from behind. And I'm
wearing... Oh, my word.
Which is your better side, handsome.
But... What?
But I am wearing shorts, so don't worry. It's...
Oh, my gosh, you're making it worse.
As long as they're not boxer shorts. With hearts on them.
Well,
no,
just kidding.
That'll be in the show notes, though, a picture there. And you'll get to see what it looks like of a muffin on fire. And consequently, I've decided I need to get back into working out regularly.
Oh, gosh.
His love handles are on fire, baby.
I'm so glad that dinner was a while ago.
Because he would have been serving muffin tops for dessert.
Oh, that's gross.
Wait, what does that mean? Because I'm not really sure.
Muffin
no,
tops?
I know what it is. I'm yeah, what is that? What's a muffin top? Can guys have muffin tops? Because I think I got a whole baker's dozen.
Again, insert fake hurling noise here.
You could just make it real. It'd be more authentic.
Don't speak French in this podcast. This is an English show.
Who's speaking French? Oh, you are insulting the French again.
Yes.
Oh, well, you did it last week or whenever the last show was when you kept changing the words or whatever.
John, what has happened with you since, the last time you were on the podcast that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, man.
Just
really? You want to go straight to the guest?
Yeah.
Or for Flegon's sake, Gueste?
Yes.
Guste?
Or maybe just simply Guest.
Guest. I like that one even better. That sounds very German. Not really. You know what? Nothing's... I work in a place where life is just so exciting. And today I realized...
Don't you work for the probably IRS? For the,
no, not really, but sort of. Okay. The government. I work with the government, so might as well be the IRS. I mean, I don't know. But I realized for like the 50th time since I worked there that I work with a bunch of grown-up children that can drive their own cars. Because, you know, one of the things I'd take care of, actually the thing I take care of is the facility. I make sure that the environment that people work in is safe and healthy and clean and comfortable. And not literally, you know, I don't like wipe their desk down or anything like that. But when it's hot... or something, they let me know, hey, it's warm up here. But every now and then I get somebody that says, why is it 80 degrees in my office? And you know what? What do you want to tell them? You know, you want to say, well, because I don't like you. And I want it to get so hot in there that you'll leave for the day. But I don't. I have to be really nice and say, well, you know what? I'll make sure that the air gets taken care of. But I just, you know. One day, if I tweet something that says I just got fired, it'll be because I told somebody what was actually on my mind instead of using the limiter that says, don't say that, man.
It's because you have such a hot head.
Yeah, because I'm very angry all the time.
I think my off place has had a conspiracy to try and keep me at work because I'm not sure if you've heard, I announced in the last episode and also in the Audacity to Podcast that I am leaving my full-time job to pursue self-employment. And
man,
by the time this episode is posting, I will be there and hopefully not be broke and living under a bridge somewhere. But at my work, I think they want to freeze me, like cryogenically freeze me to keep me there. Because
you move slower when you're frozen.
Yeah, true. But then I can't be as productive. But my chair at my desk is the coldest place in the office.
Really?
And I've gotten other opinions on this too. You get to my desk, it is the absolute coldest. You walk away from it and you start getting warmer. And this is not like, this isn't just me feeling cold there, but it's actually the coldest place in the entire office is at my desk.
How cold is it?
It, dude, I put water out and I got ice cubes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it actually forms into cubes instead of a solid glass-shaped block of ice?
Yes.
That's amazing!
Yeah, in my glass.
Whoa.
Can I send
you need
a few,
to sell that.
Yeah, I mean, can I send a few bottles of water to work with you?
Well, I've got...
while you're there. Sure. While I can.
Well, you've only got a couple days at the time of this recording.
You better hurry.
I've
can't
attached
make ice cubes just anywhere.
Someone brought a whole bunch of pinwheels to the office. Those little blowy thingies.
Why? And
I have no idea why, but I grabbed one and I hung it from the ceiling right in front of this air conditioning vent. And so I can always tell how powerful the air is blowing from the vent based on how fast this thing is spinning. And we've got this idea now of how long will it stay up there after I leave? Like, will it stay up there indefinitely? It's been up there for now almost 2 years, maybe.
Really?
Wow.
Been up there a while.
What?
Yeah.
Longer than you've been married?
Yeah. And...
whoa!
Why don't you marry that thing?
You can't. That would be weird.
And he would have two wives.
That'd be... polygamy or something.
I suggested that Daniel put an umbrella over his cubicle, like a big one, one of those,
like a parasol,
a golfer's umbrella,
like a pink one,
like a beach umbrella.
Oh
yeah, I mean, what are they gonna do, fire me?
You should see if you can get fired in the next 2 days. But
actually, I'm planning.
He does have a plan.
On the last day, I'm going to come in a Hawaiian shirt, which are like against the dress code. I'm not going to totally break the dress code, but Hawaiian shirts are against dress code.
Oh, really? Man. You're not going to tuck it in, are you?
Is that the worst thing you could do?
Wear a wine heart
Hawaiian heart.
I'm sorry, that didn't mean to come out that way. You're gonna wear yourself a Hawaiian shirt. You could always wear a horse shirt. Wait, that didn't make sense.
I know, I laughed anyway.
Jeremy, Jenny, do you guys have anything that you wanted to share? We just recorded an episode, so not sure how much has happened. Funny.
Well, I poked around the internet in between episodes, and then this voice started coming through the earphones, and he said his name was John, and he was funny.
Oh, man. Imagine that. Poor you. That guy's a dork. He's a dumb guy.
I actually had to look up Jeremy looked up a picture of you, John, for me, because I just couldn't figure out, how you would look, with your voice. I have to figure. I have to know your face.
That guy's voice totally doesn't match his face.
Every time you change voices, her image of you changes. One moment, you look like Colonel Sanders.
Another moment. I declare, that's my favorite face that you done seen there.
At another moment, you look like James Bond.
It'd be delicious. I wish I looked like James Bond, but I don't.
Which one? The first James Bond or the second James Bond? Oh, I spoiled
it.
I forgot not to spoil it and tell people that James Bond regenerates.
And in another moment, you look like the Queen of England. Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, I was supposed to imitate the queen. Ooh, this is so delicious. Wait, I already said that.
The horse queen of England.
I don't even know what the queen of England sounds like. I guess she's got an accent. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she
Isn't
sounds
Tony
just
Blair
like
the queen?
Remember. Oh. Yeah, Tony Blair just got married to the Queen of England, right? That was the royal wedding.
Wow.
I'm going to write her. She's my friend. Except I only talk to her on Twitter, so I don't know what her voice sounds like. Sometimes.
Sometimes you've got a pretty clear idea.
I'm sure that she talks.
She probably does.
Yeah, but you know what? We don't like talking to her.
I'm trying to think of another voice you can imitate.
I do
many voices, but none of them very well.
Yeah, which, by the way, John, tell everyone your website.
Your website?
Thank you, John.
Just
your website.
Okay, my website is jsteinklobber.com. It's spelled with a J, not the word J-A-Y, but just the letter J. And then a Stein, and then a Clobber. Figure it out. Actually,
but
my
not
website
a with a C.
No, it's STEINKLAUBER. But if you go there right now, it looks totally lame because if I had the money, I would totally employ djosephdesigns.com.
That's me.
Me too.
Is that you? Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was just your sponsor.
if you didn't get that URL, just get 1,000 monkeys to mash their fingers on the keyboards. You'll find it eventually.
You'll get it and a work of Shakespeare, I'm sure.
Yeah. Or visit theramennoodle.com/72 73, and we'll have the link to John's site in the thing.
But for that.
Talking about the Queen of England, this is... We're celebrating independence here.
From her!
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I mean,
I hope she isn't listening.
I'm sorry, queen. I mean, you're not my queen, but I'm still
so
sorry.
I'm so distraught.
We are not amused.
Yes, there you go. See?
And if you're ever having trouble remembering when the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence,
are you drunk?
It's easy to remember because they signed it on a holiday, the 4th of July.
That's right.
Yeah. Sweet. They were really thinking. Yeah. 4 score and 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that was somebody else.
We are a history lesson, ladies and gentlemen. Play us for your kids.
We are the history.
All right.
I got a joke in from someone that I'm going to pass on to you guys. Oh,
you're
going to
pass on and that's a joke?
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello.
Hello.
Ring, ring, hello.
Hello.
Ring,
you
ring.
Have a bad connection.
Yeah.
This joke is that it's a science thing, really, that was discovered. Is that. No, don't fall asleep yet. I'm going to blind you with science.
I'm wearing horse shirts.
Some scientists got a bunch of monkeys together.
Sorry. I just don't believe in science. It's so funny that you bring that up, though.
I don't believe in monkeys.
A bunch of scientists got a bunch of monkeys together. No, not each other, but got some monkeys together and would put them in this cage with a ladder and a banana at the top of a ladder. And the monkeys would climb the ladder to get to the banana.
Obviously. The banana.
But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Banana.
Declaration.
But what the scientists would do is, as a monkey would start, or any of the monkeys would start climbing for the banana, is they would spray all of the other monkeys with cold water.
All of them.
Oh, yes, that's all of the others.
Just
except
not
the one
that was
the
on the ladder.
Yeah, so they would keep doing this. And so it got to the point that none of the monkeys would climb the ladder because the others would keep them from doing it. And the others knew that if anyone climbs the ladder, they're all going to get sprayed with cold water. The scientists would one by one take one of these monkeys out of this cage and put in a new monkey that had never been through this experiment before. And the new monkey would see the banana at the top of the ladder, so it would want to climb the ladder for the banana, but all the other monkeys would pull it back down so that it couldn't climb the ladder and get to that banana, because they all knew that cold water was coming.
Yeah. Sounds like preparation for communism.
So they beat them down.
One by one, they replaced all of these monkeys, so now all of the monkeys are preventing each other from climbing the ladder to get the banana. But none of the monkeys know why they're preventing each other from climbing the ladder to get the banana.
Or an office.
And these are completely new monkeys now, so they have no idea why they're keeping each other from climbing the ladder. And
they've never even actually experienced being sprayed down with cold water, is what you're saying.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
And the moral of the story is, now you know how Congress works.
Really? They put bananas in Congress?
Yes. And they spray cold water on all the congressmen.
Wait, you need a little...
I don't have that. All I have for anything like that is our beeping noise.
Uh-oh! Oh, so that's where you say the bad word part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like we heard blessing. At the entering. In,
that's
at
when
the
people bless
this.
You.
It's like, Congress. Because I love Congress so much.
Now, John, speaking of loving the United States so much, you have some patriotic stories to share with us.
Well, yes, I do.
Tell us, John.
I do kind of have some patriotic stories from when I was living in Texas, actually.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
Quick talking fast.
Who is
because
that?
Because he doesn't want me to mention his female voice.
who is the lovely Miss Jenny?
Yeah.
She is the new voice. That is, I don't know.
it's okay. It's about horse. Sure.
Actually, they are patriotic, sort of, if you're a firecracker who likes to blow things up.
You're really a firecracker, aren't you?
I am a real firecracker. it is no secret that I enjoy playing with fire. And I will tell you that. It's very dangerous. I don't recommend it. But when I was a young boy, and maybe even a grown-up man, I enjoyed playing with fire and blowing things up. Well, there was a brief stint when I lived in Virginia. the Portsmouth side, if you know where Portsmouth, Virginia is.
Well,
actually, they don't talk like that in Portsmouth, Virginia, but they do in Portsmouth, Maine. But Portsmouth, Virginia is a Navy town. Anyway, it's not even important.
Because I blew it up anyway.
You know what I'm saying, man. Boom.
On the way back, though, when I was driving up there with my family, because I couldn't drive yet, there's like a million miles before you even get to this place. There's a place called South of the Border. It's in South Carolina, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
South Carolina, on 95, Interstate 95. Yep. Just for those of you who don't know your geography, Interstate 95 runs up the East Coast. Oh. Anywho. I mean, so you've seen the signs, right? Anybody that's traveled, you've seen the signs a lot.
I used
them.
To live in South Carolina.
You are blessed.
You are. Why, thank you. I don't know if I wouldn't be blessed.
because you're close to be able to go shop at the South of the Border fireworks store.
Someone
but all I could think about when
John.
I lived in Virginia was I wanted to go shopping there because they had it was like the fireworks capital of the world or something. I don't know. Apparently, Pedro wants you to buy fireworks there. So anyways, when we were moving back south, I did. And I stocked up on more fireworks than any 15-year-old kid should have. and they're illegal in Georgia, by the way. So I didn't know that. But anyways, I still had them. So one of the things that you have to do when you have fireworks is blow stuff up.
That's true.
I had bottle rockets and Roman candles and firecrackers and ladyfingers and
ladyfingers.
I don't think they're really all that great. They're just little tiny firecrackers that are loud. They don't blow
don't
much stuff.
Them.
Hope they're not really ladies' fingers.
Don't pull the ladies' fingers, man. They won't be ladies anymore.
My uncle used to do that to me. But he wasn't a lady.
Oh. You get the same result, though, if you light a lady's finger or a lady's finger. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That was terrible. How could I say that? Anywho, I used to put models together. You know, like those plastic models.
You mean like the ones you see in TV shows and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not like Project Runway or whatever that one is with what's her face. I don't watch that stuff.
Yep.
Anymore. Or any less. Hey. No. I don't know what you're talking about, but I had some models, and so I thought, you know what, I am going to blow these things up. And so I taped firecrackers to those things, and I blew up like every single toy that I had that I didn't like anymore.
You were like Sid in Toy Story.
I was like Sid. I was like Sid.
I want to ride the pony.
So now I'm not taking up trash. I'm just blowing other things up. Like computers.
Oh.
No. But the instant came when I ran out of things to blow up. And so in my creativity, I decided to see how long I could hold on to a firecracker before it blew up. I would light it. And then as soon as it was about to blow up, I'd drop it.
Oh, my goodness. Children, do not.
At least he didn't say he strapped it to a cat.
It would be more fun that way.
Then that girl on eHarmony would be heartbroken.
Uh-oh. I used to have some cats.
When they blow up, they look just like rainbows.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hug them all, but I can't because they're in little pieces.
We are referring
just
to...
Just more love.
I love this piece and this piece and this piece. And
oh
this
my
piece.
Gosh.
I want to put them in a basket.
Push bow ties on
I'm
them.
Just going to put her in a bag and throw her in the freezer anyway. So.
Or put them on my desk. They'll be preserved if you put them on my desk at work.
No.
What?
They'll turn into ice cubes.
Oh, right.
I gotcha. Good call. No, I never heard a cat. I never heard a living animal. because I'm not into that. So, and I don't recommend doing any of the thing that I've said so far or anything that I'm about to say. But I got to the point where it was just getting boring with that. So I took a pack of firecrackers. And I was just, actually, I was going to light them and throw them in a hole and blow something else up. I don't remember. But they had really fast fuse. And you know that moment where time just slows down before something really scary or something happens? It just, everything slows down. I looked down at this pack of firecrackers in my hand that I apparently had forgotten I just lit. And I was holding them, and I could see the fuse moving ever so slowly, but it was just... It just was so slow, and then I look up in slow motion, and I look over at my friend, and he's looking at me, and his eyes are really big, and out of his mouth says, about the time I say what, I start seeing these things explode one by one in a multiple fashion, with my fingers still wrapped around them. And about that time as they started going off, I let them go, so I never really felt one physically blow up in my hand or blow fingers apart, but I felt the, you know how they say when a bomb goes off, you can kind of feel the concussion from it,
yeah,
like that shockwave. I felt like a million little shockwaves going off around my fingers.
Wait.
And
I received 10,000 hugs from 10,000 or from 1,000,000 little concussion blasts.
We'll let you work that one out and get back to us.
That one is well off.
But you know, that didn't stop me from trying to shoot bottle rockets at my cousins.
Oh my gosh.
Did you have sisters, by the way?
Actually all I have is sisters. I have three sisters. I still have them.
You didn't strap firecrackers to them.
That's fortunate.
We keep them in a jar on the mantle.
Oh. Where do you think you got the lady fingers?
Oh my. I'm just teasing. All of them are still alive. Actually, one of my younger sisters, she used to join me in my fire building escapades. And one time we lit a big fire up underneath a tree. And I was like, oh no, this thing's getting out of control. And she came over with a scoop of dirt and put it out. So we gave her the nickname of Smother Mother.
Oh my gosh.
So every time we'd light fires and she would be involved with it, I'd say, Smother Mother, put the fire out. That's my third grader voice, by the way. But yeah, I have I've had my experiences with firecrackers, and I'm proud to say that my sons don't play with firecrackers because they're only 6 and 2. But next year they're gonna learn a whole new. No.
Let me show you how you put fire under a tree.
Yeah,
let's
here's
do it
your
for
neighbor's
Christmas.
House. Actually, I have them building fires at the office so that when people say, why is it 80 degrees in my office? I say, duh, there's a 6-year-old lighting fire on your desk.
Oh, I never noticed that before.
And then everyone who is prone to can walk around saying, all I do is put out fires all day.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to smoke a firecracker, like a cigarette, like pick it up and smoke it?
Have you?
Please say no.
I can't. I've never have, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I watched a lot of the Three Stooges growing up, and I wondered how they got those cigars to blow up. And I always wanted to try that, but I never did.
In my very young days, as I played with the neighborhood kids, who were kind of a bad influence on my life
when
I was a kid in California.
Who was a bad influence on them?
They bought a bunch of firecrackers and I got to play with some
so
of them.
So these friends.
I see my friends.
No. Oh.
Blowing up the front seat.
Which lady finger should I take?
I decided that as we were playing with these things, like the smoke bombs and stuff and other firecrackers, I thought, oh, it'd be really funny if I put one in my mouth and like the smoke is like coming out of my mouth.
Whoa. That'd be hilarious.
And yeah, well, at the time, I'm a little kid under 10 years old, and I'm thinking this is going to be cool. It's going to look like I'm a dragon or something breathing fire. Oh,
that's the only missing part. I just need the smoke to look like a dragon.
I never knew what sulfur was. Whoa. Up until that point. I never told my parents, though, about this. But
until now.
Yeah. They don't listen. It's okay. I like burned my mouth. And for weeks, my throat just burned and itched. Ooh. And felt terrible. Imagine rubbing matches all over the inside of your throat, that kind of, well, you probably can't imagine it, but
yeah, probably not.
Who does that?
Oh, rubbing matches on your throat. Now I get it.
Oh, rubbing matches. They do it all the time. It's so much fun.
It's an Indian trick. They do it in Indiana. Ask Eric Fisher.
Oh, okay. Indiana trick. Okay. Flamethrowers.
So I tasted the firecracker for weeks to come because of the sulfur that was in it and that got in my mouth. Mm. And it seemed like a good idea at the time.
I bet when you were done with that, you probably had a pretty mean imitation of Sergeant Packet. Because everybody knows that's not you doing that, but if it, I bet you had a really good imitation of his voice. Bet you did.
Yeah, he's been on a temporary medical leave, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm. He burned his back or something?
Well.
No, his throat. He sounded too normal.
The woman chased him away, didn't she? Sergeant Packet has never known the love of a woman. Or anything else for that fact, but...
What? He has a son.
He has a son.
He does?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sergeant.
We learned that Father's Day last year, actually, that Sergeant Packet had a son. Yeah. Whoa. So someday we're going to hear the backstory to that.
Backstory.
Oh, my God.
We say that Sergeant Packet went on medical leave, but it wasn't actually for himself. It just turns out his son likes to play with firecrackers, and he got into trouble, so he's had to tend to that.
Oh.
I want to share.
And he's never coming back.
A couple things with you. Some things that I found on the internet that were worthy of sharing in the podcast.
That's a good thing for you to share in the podcast right here. Things from the internet that are worthy to share on the podcast.
Things. funny things.
As you stall to find them.
Things. No, they're right here.
I mean, what?
I found on Facebook that Jeremy is married.
No way.
I am showing this on my screen, and this will be in the show notes at theramennoodles.com.
Jeremy Fleegon is married?
I can't see.
I didn't know that.
It's married to his job.
Yeah, right.
I'll have a picture of this in the show notes at theramennoodle.com.
Jeremy, what are you going to tell us?
Dude, that doesn't say Jeremy.
Wow.
Here is, Flynn. It's from my Facebook page. When I logged into Facebook, the front page, I saw on there, it said, Jeremy Laughlin is married to, and this other lady's name, or this lady's name, not another.
He's lady. Married to a lady's name.
And, well, I'm not saying it just for her privacy, because, you know, who wants to be known for being married to Jeremy? But
you
it,
know what?
I see
here,
this.
Here, take this Nerf dart.
Thank you.
Right, actually it hit him right eyes. When you said that, John.
So, I see this on Facebook.
But Skype will make it sound like it was many minutes afterwards. Sorry.
So I see this on Facebook that Jeremy Laughlin is married to this woman.
This private woman.
And I suddenly had to think, no, Jeremy wouldn't have gotten married without telling me.
Has he been to Vegas recently?
Yeah. Did he elope? I haven't talked to him in a little while. I haven't seen him on Twitter in a little while. What happened? Turns out I had to look closer. It's Jerry Laughlin is on my Facebook page.
Oh, Jerry.
But stinking. I mean,
it's so close that if you just glance at it, it looks like it says Jeremy Laughlin.
That's what I thought when you pulled it up.
The last name is the same.
And I thought, oh, I need to go.
Your wife's calling.
Yeah, apparently I'm neglecting my wife and I didn't know it.
Oh, I'm going to tell.
Maybe for a couple of weeks. I don't even know.
You have to go meet her first, right?
Yeah, unless I already did and I don't remember.
It was one of those Jewish kind of weddings.
Maybe it was when you were like on your little like Tylenol hike.
I over-medicated and got married.
Whoa.
They didn't list that as a side effect. I'm going to sue.
And guess what? It's Leah, not Rachel. Oh, spoiler, by the way. Biblical spoiler.
Hey, do you know a Jerry Laughlin?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is well, you know him too,
actually, like, but he's not related.
Cousin twice removed or something?
I know him too.
Okay. Yeah. So you know who we're talking about.
Oh.
One last thing that I saw is we have a store near us called Meijer, and that's one of the places where we buy groceries from. It's very similar to a Walmart Supercenter.
Yeah. It's Meijer.
And so we look on the website frequently to see what the deals are for groceries and what kind of stuff we should be buying. And when we went to the site, something stood out to us. And John, I thought about you when I saw this. So this is great.
That, you did?
Yeah. You were one of the people I thought about when I saw this because of...
Thank you.
Because
wait,
of,
tell me first. No.
Because of a story that you told a while back on the Ramen Noodle about something that I think you're one of your kids or you heard someone else's kid call out and say from another room. So let me read to you what this ad says. This ad is a price drop on gentle, natural baby poo.
Baby poo?
What the
that
heck?
That was Eric Fisher.
Oh, was it?
I think it was.
Oh, okay, bye, John.
Dad,
I'm gonna
I
call
got poo in my mouth.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just gonna blame Eric Fisher. Well, that's a good.
Well,
baby poo. That's so weird.
Gentle Naturals baby poo.
But why are they selling baby poo?
Well, tell them how it's spelled.
This is P-O-O-H.
Oh,
like Pooh Bear.
Winnie the Pooh.
Silly bear.
My nieces have gotten me with that so many times.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, don't tell me. Oh, you're looking for Winnie the Pooh. Okay, that's fine.
Where did my poo go?
My favorite one is when you walk into like a baby's room and they have like the Winnie the Pooh decorations and then you look over to the mom and say, hey, there's poo on your wall. And they're like, where? Where is there poo on the wall?
It's right there, Winnie the Pooh. You fell for it.
Like they never heard it
we
before.
We are so having poo in our nursery and then we have baby.
There's gonna be poo all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Oh, really? Are you guys already making plans for a nursery?
No.
Oh. You haven't got the million questions. I mean, you've only been married what, a year or so?
not even
a year.
Not even. And how many people said, though, when you're gonna have a baby?
Yeah.
Well,
doesn't stop.
I'm glad.
I just try to catch them in accidentally revealing the secret.
Maybe when they ask me, I'm like, oh, look, poo.
You got Jenny to say poo. That's awful. That needs to be a sound bite.
I think it will be.
She doesn't mean Winnie the. I love poo.
Of course, wait. Because Winnie is that girl from Belgium.
That's right.
I'm sure she does not want to be associated with poo.
Did you just go there?
I'm not the one that connected those two.
Yes, you were. Oh, just now.
Winnie, we're sorry.
Oh, she's in the chat room too, along with a bunch of other people. Let me give a quick shout out here to all of these people. We've got...
Hi!
Yeah.
I just shouted out to him.
We've got Ian, otherwise known as Hrosny. Hrosny. And we've got Heather,
Hrosny.
Otherwise known as Girl on a Bus. That's all separated with underscores.
And Ickleton.
Poor Winnie.
And we've got my wife, Jenny. We've got Nistrand. And we've got Winnie or Nevrothrin.
Did you stick your finger in a socket?
And we've, yes. And we've got
his
also
hair standing up now.
On his back.
Oh! I thought we got it past that.
Sorry.
We also have Telpley. Dart. You guys are talking over me. I'm going to mute you. So you can join us. We'll... You can join us live on Monday. The show is gone, folks. Maybe we should just end here.
Sorry, chat room. We do love you.
It's like the drive-thru speaker.
Sever your leg, please.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay. It's so hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot here too. I turned off the
Why is it 80 degrees in here? Why?
We need to go to Daniel's desk.
Oh my.
Alright, I'll shut up now. That you can unmute great. Me.
You can join our shows live on Monday nights starting on July 18. Will be the beginning of season 3 with our new theme song. And the podcast will then be weekly because I will have different priorities in life and more free time, it can maybe, kind of, as I'm working for myself. And so you can watch for us live Monday nights starting on July 18th. So we'll be back to the weekly format, everybody. Aren't you so excited? Let's hear some excitement out there.
We so excited.
We so excited.
Misa so excited.
Jar Jar Black.
So watch for that. Watch for that on theramennoodle.com, and you can see what that schedule will actually be. Now, it's time for us to head out, but John, where can people find you on the internet?
I have on Twitter, Jay Steinklobber. And if you can spell it, then I will happily accept your followship. And if you want to, if you want me to follow you back, just interact, because I like to interact with people on Twitter. Great.
You can also find John over at the Nobody's Listening podcast, which is over at podcast.nlcast.com. And Jeremy, where are you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. And I'm with John. If you want me to follow you back, you should say something because I get a lot of, spammy followers.
And Jenny?
Yeah, some people, you don't know if they're real.
Jenny's Nook.
Yeah, or Jenny Snook.
No, it's Jenny's Nook.
Or yeah. Jenny's
nook.
What does that mean, really? Nook, Jenny's nook. Do you have a nook? Is that why you wanted to?
I don't actually have the. I didn't know there was a nook out there that was a piece of hardware, whatever it is, that machine stuff.
It's more like a breakfast nook.
Yes, exactly. Like that
gotcha.
Kind of nook.
It's Jenny's nook. Yeah. It's Jenny's nook on the internet.
Nook in the world.
That's so cool.
And you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. Check out the show notes at theramennoodle.com/73. Send us your funny stuff to feedback@noodle.mx, 859-353-4332. And tell your friends about the podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes and help us out with the podcast. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you,
my pleasure,
for listening. Now go grab yourself a roll of Pillsbury Doughboy cookie dough.
We're back here.
Ew,
that was so gross. Why would you say that, Jeremy?
Hey.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. Find more of our podcasts on podcasting, Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, worldview, science fiction, and more to come. Check it out at noodle.mx, part of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx.
What?
I hit the
wrong button.
You hang up first.
Okay. No, you first.
I love you.
I'll call you in 5 minutes.
Okay, five more minutes in. Bye-bye.